This week we will discuss hearing good. One of the first chassidim who came to Lubavitch after the Mittler Rebbe settled there in Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel was the eminent chassid Reb Hillel Paritcher. The Mittler Rebbe had instructed his chassidim that whenever they were traveling home, they should stay over in every town through which they passed and chazer a maimer that they had recently heard. Once, when Reb Hillel was about to return home, he asked the Rebbe what he should do about this directive, because the villagers whom he would meet on his way were simple folk who could not grasp the abstract concepts of Chassidus. The Rebbe went into deep thought for a moment and then assured him, "The neshama hert. The teachings of Chassidus are heard by the neshama, which is identical in everyone. Those words then trickle down into the body and give the listener the strength to fulfill the 248 mitzvahs asay and to abstain from transgressing the 365 mitzvahs lois asay." Upon seeing his younger colleague Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, the Tana Rabbi Doisa exclaimed, "I remember that when he was an infant, his mother would take him in his carriage to the Beis Medrash so that his ears would absorb the words of Torah." The Rebbe often mentioned that mothers used to rock their little ones to sleep with rhyming lullabies of Yiddish content, such as "Torah is the best of Chayda." The Rebbe said, "Some people think that it makes no difference what one sings to a young child, since anyway he does not understand. The truth is that everything that enters a child's ears affects his neshama in the years ahead. A mother must therefore not only know about the importance of Torah, she should sing about it to her child." Rabbeinu Yoina writes that just as speaking indecently harms a yid's neshama, so too listening to indecent talk tarnishes one's neshama. The Shala writes that a child who hears goyisha songs will develop a negative nature. The Tzemach Tzedek said, "The Bell in Petersburg brought forgetfulness upon me. Until he visited Petersburg in the year Tafresh Gimel, he forgot nothing, but hearing the church bells caused him to forget his learning." Imagine the surprise of the Talmud who entered the home of the Chassam Sofer and found him with his fingers in his ears. He stood perplexed until the Chassam Sofer asked him, "Is it still chiming?" He then understood that his mentor wanted to avoid hearing the sound of the bells. When a certain chassid complained that he was having doubts in Amuna, the Rebbe instructed him to discontinue setting his clock by the chimes of the local church. The tzaddik Reb Nachman of Breslev said that hearing a Rasha speak has a negative influence on the listener. Hashem created man's fingertips narrow enough to enable him to obstruct his ears from hearing improper things. The soft earlobe was created for the same purpose. The Rebbe points out that unlike the other senses, hearing does not require the cooperation of the listener. One will hear a nearby conversation unless he makes an effort to avoid hearing it. The Rebbe Rashab once mentioned that he had lost his hearing in one ear. Seeking the cause of the problem, some of the chassidim recalled that the previous Shabbos, the conversation of people in the adjoining room had disturbed him while he was delivering a maimar of chassidus. He had therefore weakened his sense of hearing in the ear closest to that disturbance. Reb Shloime Leib of Linchna, a chassid of the Choyza of Lublin and the Yid HaKadosh of Pshischa, made every effort not to listen to idle talk, and for his part he was careful to speak only when necessary. When he was young, he rented a room together with some others in the home of a tailor, but would always return there only after they had already gone to sleep. It once happened that the Beis Medrash closed earlier than usual, and as Reb Shloime neared his boarding home, he noticed that the tailor was still awake and was sitting and chatting with his friends. True to his principle, he kept at a distance, but due to the freezing temperature, he walked to and fro to keep himself warm. This did not help much, but he refused to go inside, though he knew this might cost him his life. With the help of Hashem, the lamp suddenly went out, and the renters retired for the night. Only then did Reb Shloime go inside. From then on, in order to avoid such a situation again, he later said, "I learned to give myself a forewarning by honing my listening abilities and being able to hear whispering even at a distance."